Parshas Emor, there's the Seder Dvarim you have here first in Yonim that are shayach to Kahuna, and that's something which is one in Yin. Then you have the Karbonis that are shayach, well, not Karbonis, but the Parshas of Moadim, and that's a second Yin over here. But then you have of the Avodas Hamikdash, the two inyanim are brought in that seem to be just put in without any rhyme or reason. You have Tavisov Yikra Hashem Zayisoch, the Yiv Menoira, the Yarachos Aaron Me'erevat Boikov Neshem Tomid. So that's one inyan over here, and then you have the Shtei Alechem. If you know his Tavoides Beis Hamikdash now, where's the Keteres, where's the other Inyanim? Just these two Inyanim, the Pasha Barim is a Pasha by itself, but this is put in here in the middle. Why? Why these two Inyanim? And then it says, it ends with the Pasha of the Mekalel, of the Noikev Shem Hashem, and it says there is a Smichas, he says, because he came out from the parasha, where did he come? It says Vayetze Ben Ishi Israelis. Where did he come from? So it says he came from the parasha before Meichen Yotza. Rab Levi says Meilomoy. Rabbi Yechi says Mi parasha Shalomalo Yotza. He said, how could it be? Derech HaMelech Lechol Pas Cham B'chol Yoyim Shema Pas Senena Shal Tisha Yomim B'tmiya, and so on. So we have to understand something. The Pasuk does say that the Pasuk makes a point of the fact that there was a paslus in his yichus. It says v'yikra ben isha yisraelis v'shem ima shloimis bastivi lematedon, which Chazal darshim in the Pasuk itself is quite obviously pointing out something that about his mother, that she was mizana and so on. One understands, the Gemara says that kol ha'poisel b'mumay poisel, a person who does something wrong, after Torah singled out his problem, so the Torah obviously is saying that's where it expressed itself. The fact that he was a ben psul in a certain oifin, he was a ben ish Israelis, expressed itself in the fact that he was noikev shem Hashem. And the taina was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have fresh bread. I mean, how does, like, the pasuk, may I understand if it'd be parrots and arayas, I could understand that inyan. So it's kilu, his mother's parrots and arayas, his parrots and arayas, fine. If we'd have some of the tchunis of umus ha'olam, I can understand. It was a very strange thing. I mean, noikev shem Hashem, and the excuse, the point that he takes issue with is issue of lechem upon him. All the nyanim, slechem upon him, that's where he finds his problem. It expresses, his mumay poisel expresses itself in the lechem upon him. So, like davahu. If you take a look in there are three parashas that deal with me'adim. There's a parasha of, in Emor, which is bi'ika focuses on the issur melacha and mitzvah sachag. That's the ikar focus of the yontivs, the mikro kodesh of it. There's Parshas Pinchas that focuses on the karbonis, and then there's a re'e which focuses on the alila regel. Those are the three inyanim in ma'adim and so on. The pasuk, the parasha starts with sort of in two parts, in two segments. First, we have Adavah Shal Moshe Leimu Davah V'Nisol V'Mati Leimu Adi Hashem Asher Tikro Yisom Mikroi Kodesh Elim Mo'adoi Sheish Yisom Tassim Lochem Yashri Shabbos Shabbosin Mikro Kodesh Chom Loch Leisal Shabbos Hu Hila Hashem Chom Asher Seichem. So the first part is the part of Shabbos, which is interesting. Mechateis Shabbos has a Shaychis to Mo'adim. L'chura, the Tikro Yisom Mikroi Kodesh means either it means the fact that you're the one who make it, like it says later on, it's the Kiddush HaChodesh and so on, and that's certainly not Nogei over there. And it's also Tikros and Mikra Kodesh, either what we make in Mikra Kodesh. Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaima. So what's the, why bring this parash in? So Chazal darshin it, it's sort of a hekish Rashi brings to the rest of the parasha to tell us that the rest of the parasha are as chomer as Shabbos. But so if we would have said just the parasha of Shabbos, fine. Then we'd have some, and then we'd say Mardashim afterwards that it's similar to it. But there's a certain hachlola. Dabo Yisov amata lehem mo'adei Hashem asher tikra oisa mikra kodesh ele mo'adei. It starts with Shabbos and then goes on with the other ones. Halei davahu. And every single yontif, and then every single yontif has the word Shabbos and Shabbosin and so on, the in it of a day that you don't know work and so on. The in the parasha of Karbanis, in Pinchas, where you have the Musafim, so you have another interesting phenomena that in a certain sense parallels it. It says by Pinchas, it brings all the Karbanis, so it starts with Karban Tamid, this goes one step further, it goes on Shabbos, next Shabbos, and it says, Oilas HaShabbos B'Shabbatoi Al Oilas HaTamid V'Nisko, that you bring these Karbanis besides the Oilas HaTamid. So Rashi says over here that, you know, I don't think that that Shabbos gets that Shabbos the Oilas HaTamid cancels out. No, you bring Shabbos, you bring the Tamid and the Musafim. In every single parasha afterwards, you also have Alolas Atamid, Alolas Atamid, Alolas Atamid, Alolas Atamid, and Kulam, all of them are malamid us that it comes besides the Alolas Atamid. It's very strange. I need to repeat it time and again, every single carbon that I wouldn't think it eliminates the carbonus of those carbonus. It says it also about the Karban Shabbos, it says in other Madim, but the Oilas HaTamid is ubiquitous. Al Oilas HaTamid, Al Oilas HaTamid, and so on. So I want to go to a back to a Nekuda in Parashas Tzav. You have over there a mitzvah of bringing, there's a chiyuv to Tzav and Vayikra. There's a halacha to bring a marach of eitzim on the mizbeach, and then there's a mitzvah eish al mizbeach tukad boy loisichbe ubiar leakoyin eitzim baboyke baboyke eish tam tukad mizbeach loisichbe. And Chazal say over here that there is even though there's eish min hashemayim, still there's a mitzvah from Adam to bring. So the eish min hashemayim can't be kover, is not kover. And then there's an eish from Adam that could be covered and so on. But there's a mitzvah is lo yisichbe, and you have to constantly refresh every day. There's a din of bringing eitzim to refresh the eish and so on. So Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar speaks about it, and he says that in the chibur of HaKadosh Baruch and Klai Yisrael lies in that nekuda specifically. And in that interplay between the two ishim, I want to try a little bit to be masbe that inyan, the intertwining of the two ishim. You have in the chibur of klali of in the chibur that we have in our world that is doimer to the chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The Torah gave us a name for that chibur, and it's a chibur of an ish and an isha. Chazal say that the Shir Hashirim is the shir of Klal Yisrael Takadosh Baruch Hu, and when one speaks about the chibur of Klal Yisrael Takadosh Baruch Hu, the chibur of Zoche Nekeva is the chibur that's doimetit. In other words, the inyanim that we'll find in the chibur of Zoche Nekeva will find in the chibur of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the chibur of Ishus, we find two chiburim that are lechura seis each other to some degree, seis each other in terms of the mohus. in the chibur of erusin, you have the halacha that kedushin b'chdi lepaki, that when a person is ma'aris, a person makes kedushin or erusin, just like hegdish doesn't go off b'chdi lepaki, it doesn't. If a person makes kedushin lizman, she's mekudeshes. There's no such thing as kedushin lizman. Kedushin is a chibur that is tamid. That's its metzias. When the pasuk wants to speak about the chibur of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its aspect of tamidis, it says ve'rastich li la'olam, that I was ma'aris you la'olam. That is the chibur that is expressed with tamid. It's the iser eshes ish and so on. In the chelek of nesuin, in the chelek of zivug of ish and isha, lehedya the Torah made it mizman lezman. The Torah says that it is something which the reason why it's not tamid, it says, is that the isha should be chaviva labayla, always like the yom hachupa. In other words, behedya, the and the zman of and the pekida of an isha is about a month. In other words, halachically, it's a chodesh is considered to be just right. And it even goes with Chodesh Hashana. The Tivim used to follow along very regularly with Chodesh Hashana. Chodesh Hashana is the chelik of the Bria that contains Chiddush in it. The chelik of the Bria is that it's that chelik, anything that comes monthly, belongs to the Mareches of Chiddush in the Bria, of Chodesh. There's actually a Shaila, they says that the Yevonim were goyze on Yarcher, Reish Yarcher, Chodesh. So some unfortunately learns it means Kiddush HaChodesh, some learns it means Mikveh Nida, because they're both very similar. They both are Shaykh to the month. The Esther, it says, was very Chaviva. Her name was Milosha Sierra. There's all sorts of inyanim that chodesh represents the chelik of the bria that's mipam lepam, the chelik of the bria that's mufka from tamidius, and lehedya, that's how nesuin goes. So the chshivas of nesuin lies dafka, and the chshivas of zivug lies dafka in the fact that it's not tamid, in its lack of tadirus, and the mipam lepam is its maila, and that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu built it into the bria, into the halach, and so on. So you have a chibur of erusin, which is tamid ve'rastich li la'olam, and then you have a chibur which comes only mizman lezman. Let's give an example, and bring out the point. Let's say you have somebody in certainly the sense of chibur is greater in the mipam lepam. But let's give an example. Let's say a person, I have a very, very close relationship with a person. He's a good yedid of mine. He's always there for me, helpful, good, and so on. Chava, chavrusa, whatever. Then at some occasion of special times, the person gives me a present. The person treats me something unusual. Certainly, the moment of sense of closeness lies in that unusual. Let's say the person has very, very rarely there, very undependable. You can't rely on him. Doesn't come. Doesn't much as that. Ignores you. And once in a blue moon, all of a sudden, he comes with some fantastic gift or whatever it is. So that's puzzling. It's, if anything, there's something there in the contrast that makes it even a little bit distasteful. And it certainly is not, it might be pleasant, but it certainly doesn't have the chibur of a real chibur. If we're to describe in words the nusach of the real chibur, we would say when the mipam lepam is yoinik from the tamid, that's when it's b'shleimusa. When the fuel is the tamid, the ongoing relationship of kirva and chiba, and it peaks at a certain point, at a certain special moment, that's when you have the shleimus of the chibur. So it has to be the tamid is the background for it. The tamid is what gives it its fuel, its substance, and it's the mizman lezman that gives it its intensity. But an intense flame, when you have a wick without fuel, there's nothing. It'll burn for a second and just die out. It's not feeding on anything. So the chibur is when there's timidis and it's yoinik mirepam lepam. There's two shemes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shem yudkei vavkei, which represents tmidus, havaya, hoya, hoy viviya. That's the tmidus. The bria, hamacharish the tuva bechol yoim tamid. Havaya means a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives substance to the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives mitzias to the world. The hallmark of that anhaga has to be tamid. The shemus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu starting with of the lokim type. It says, Micha Moicha Be'ilim Hashem, who is as powerful as you. It also, Chazal also dies, Micha Moicha Be'ilmim Hashem, that is Shemech HaPosam V'Shoisik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, in terms of being Mizgaber on the Oimdim Kinegdoi, sometimes yes, sometimes not. So if a person is to ask himself, in terms of the Giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, in times of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in terms of hanhaga of being mizgaber on the bria, there are times when it's biyad rama, biyad chazaka of Azura Netuya and le'enei kol Yisrael type of hanhaga, and there's sometimes hanhaga of ilmim, there's sometimes of haster. That's true as far as the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that realm of Anhaga, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of being active in the world. In terms of Havaya, that's constant. In terms of an Ishtan Isha, anything, any type of Chibur, which is Bederech Akroi, which is Bederech Mikra, is the Sheirish of Tumah. So that's why it says, L'moshel Nevuah. Let's take Nevuah. Nevuah, it says that, Nevuah, the Rambam says, Mefurish. Nevuah is not constant. No Navi is always a Navi. The Lashon that he used for Moshe Rabbeinu is that his Nevuah was so frequent that it appeared to be constant. Almost like a light flickering all the time. But it's not. There's no such thing as a person being be'etzim on a drag of a Navi. Nevu is a peak. It's just a question of how many peaks per second that determines what it feels like. But be'etzim Nevu comes midepam lepam. By Bilam it says, vayikir, that the Nevu happened to him. So he says, Miloshan tumas keri. Why? Every Nevu is mikradik. The answer is, every nevuah is yoinik from a chibur tmidi. The Rambam says, a person is kosher and davuk takarish baruch hu, he is chochma and in tzidkis, all the milas and midas toivas that a person needs to be a navi. And then he says, sometimes the kodesh baruch appears, sometimes doesn't appear. In other words, nevuah is the phenomenon of chibur takarish baruch hu, that sometimes yes, sometimes not. And the Talmud is the person's Avodas Hashem Tul Ruach HaKodesh is Mashma the Rambam. That can be. A person is always Mechuber and so on. at some point, over there, what takes over is sometimes Oracle wants, sometimes he doesn't want. Sometimes the person is never zechut to nevuah. Sometimes the person is zechut a lot of nevuah. Nevuah belongs to that realm of afkor from Tmidus. But by a Novi Yisrael, since it's yoinik from Tmidus, since it's yoinik from the avoda Tmidus, when it happens, it's not a mikra. It may have happened, it overflowed at that moment, it sparked at that moment, it peaked at that moment, but it's not the phenomenon didn't come from nowhere. It came from the welling up of all of the avodas Hashem and so on. Masha ein kein by nevuas umas olam, since their only thing they have is nevuah, like Bilam. So there's no tmidus that it's yoinik from. It's and b'meil it belongs to the world of tumah, and that's tumah's carry. In the world of chiba ish ve'isha, the Torah and Chazal called the chibur of an ish to an isha is yoinik from the tmidus of the erisin, the kedushin, and b'meila when it happens, it's the hashlama, the actual zivug is a hashlama of the chibur tmidus. Zoyna belongs to the world of tumas keri of akroi. There is no tmidus; it's kol kuloi ba'akroi, and that becomes tumah. The Chazal over here, when they speak about Shlomis Bas Dovris, let's go back first to the, let's go to the Avodas itself, to the Avodas here. When the Chelik of Avodas Hashem that is Mizman Lizman is the Chelik of Moyadim. And that represents times that are a peak. The Kuzari, when it describes Yontiv, he describes a simcha. The Kuzari always do in Shir, and he says, "V'im, and if your alizas brings you l'day rikud, do that also because that's avodas Hashem." In other words, it's a swelling up of the person's feelings, that a person feels the avat midis, and it bursts at some point and overflows. That's the ketusha somewhere Adam and Kal Yisrael. That mizman lizman we create kedushas, but like we said before, every zman lizman needs to be unique from a tmidus. So the unique in the two parashas over here, in the unique of the parashas Pinchas of the Karbonis Musaf, it says al oilas hatomit. In other words, the Karbonis of Musaf, a musaf, only if the noisav to oilas tamid. When you have the oilas tamid, on top of that, that's when you have. If you forget the oilas tamid, in exchange for this miyuchdik musaf, you don't have a musaf over here. So that's the hadgash oilas tamid. In moyadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a place to be yoinik from, that's Tamid, and that's Shabbos. Shabbos is also within the context of Zman, so it's a Moed, but it's the Tamid in Zman. It's Kvi Vekaima. Every Yontif is yoinik from it. The Dine Yontif are basically Dine Shabbos, except they're not as Chomer, there's a Het of Eichel Nefesh. But it's the same framework as Shabbos, because Shabbos is the Tamid of Zman. It's the Kedusha Zman that is more Tamid, and every Yom Tiv is a Shabbos. It's Shabbosayin, Shabbos Shabbosayin, and it's Yoinik from that. That's the Seir Advar. In the Avodas Beis Hamikdash itself, there was Hadragas. Yom Tiv was an Aliyah L'Regel. And therefore, it came about. That's Parshas Re'eh. It came about mizman lezman. Aliyah leregel, you can darshan it. It's not, the drush is quite close to the pshat. The word regel, the word hergel, rote, routine, comes from the word regel because the feet are the most routine workers of the body. Aliyah leregel means to break that routine. A person gets out of his little farm that he's in his routine of milking the cow and going out to the field, and he's oyle leregel. In the Aliyah leregel, they wanted to show Klal Yisrael, they wanted to be mechaber Klal Yisrael to the inyan of the tmidus. Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash is the Makom Kedusha of Tamid, and Aliyah leregel is the Mizman Lezman of the regel. It says they used to pick up the Shulchan and show them the Lechem. There are two things, two ongoing avodas that are called Tamid more than others. The Karm Tamid is Biyachs Karbonis, but the Menorah is Tamid, and the Shulchan is Tamid. The Lechem was always on the Shulchan, literally, and the Menorah was always Aruch, whether it was burning or was Hatava and ready to go. It was always a Menorah. So the Oyer of the Menorah and the Shulchan were in a Kudah of Tmidis and in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why when they wanted a when the Oyler Golem came, they used to lift up the Shulchan and show them Ruuchi Baschem Lefnei Amokim, that it's the Tamid. It's an extraordinary Chibur, because the bread should lose its warmth over a week, over 9 days, in its extreme. It should lose its warmth. And Klal Yisrael came with all the peak of an Aliyah leregel, and they used to lift up the Shulchan, show them Ruuchi Baslam of the Amokim, that the Eish of Tamid and the Eish of Aliyah leregel commingle and become one. The age of that you produce on those occasions, that's the age that's be'etzem the atomid, the same warmth and the same freshness of the isha labayla that's mizman lezman is constant in the lechem that's the atomid. So the two inyanim of tmidus, they sort of flank the ma'adim, since the ma'adim are the extreme. They tend to deal with the mipam lepam, mizman lezman. We make the bracha of Shechayanu because it comes mizman lezman. It's the not regular. That comes mechuba with the two parashas that are the tamid, the neir tamid, and the lechem aponim, which is tamid. That's the chibur the two. The ben ish mitzris was the chazal or mayrach in the medrash over here. About gal na'ul achosikala gal na'ul. In other words, the difference between Kedushas Yisrael and that in Arayas is that no matter, even before she's a mu'ureses, she's mechuba to her husband to be. That tamid starts with the moment she's born. She's always there. Mechuba to whoever will be her husband. That's the Ketushas Yisrael, the Gan Na'ul Achoisi Kalo. She broke that, and therefore was missing in her child was the Nekuda of Tamid and the Ketusha of Tamid and the Agosha of the Ketusha of Tamid. That's why the thing that set him off, the place was the lechem upon him. The avoda that requires tmidus, the avoda that requires to be locked in, it was something that was missing in his nefesh, and that's why he went out, that set him off against it. He was noike b'shem Hashem, because that was the place, it says, it's extraordinary. Chazal say, where did he hear the Shem Hashem? You know, he heard it in Sinai. In other words, Sinai was the makom of his galus. It was where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megal himself as in the Tamid HaShaboy. Torah is something that's always there, and that's the makom that he was noikiv Shem Havaya, because Havaya requires Tamidus. It's the Deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechubah b'tamidus, and that's where he fell short. So Al Kaponim, the Indian that we're touching here is that in the avoidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, which parallels the zivug of Ish and Isha, there are two elements that are needed to make to be mashlim, to be a zivug shalim. There is the nekuda of chidush, that in other words, the height and the sharpness and the intensity of a chibur, of a relationship, is in the fact that it's not under the Shulten Hazman, but because anything that's under Shulten Hazman becomes norm. I can't say I have, if I go around and I say, I have a special relationship with this person. What's the relationship? I walked by and he told me good morning this morning. Yeah, but this is what you tell everybody every morning. So there's nothing, there's no gili over there of chiddush. So we all understand that the chiddush lies in the miyuchad, just like the gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies in the extraordinary nes. But that has no erech in a chibur. The extraordinary is not mechaber, because by definition a chibur means something that's tamid. So the extraordinary gilui, where the person was overwhelmed me with a kindness, with whatever it is, that is not a chibur. It's only when I deher that's yoinik from tmidus, that's something which is a something which comes from this is what his yachas to me is, and the extraordinary was only an expression thereof. That's when it becomes a chibur. It's the whole ma'adim is comes from achayis zelachem, but you have chiddush nebriya. The ma'adim go with the yerech, and that's the inyev ma'adim. It's the aliyah l'regel. It's where a person breaks loose from hergel. But the Torah says it has to come on top of the tmidus, not instead of it, not without it, but on top of it. It comes about because a person is. It's in mitzad the ma'isim. It comes about from mitzad the issur melacha. It's yonik from Shabbos, which is the tamid of issur melacha of Shabbosayin. In karbonis, the musaf is yonik from the tamid. Even and logically, something is not a musaf unless there's a tamid. And in Aliyah L'Regel, it's Yonik, when they came along and we worked up an intensity to come to the Beis HaMikdash, they took out the Shulchan, showed us that the Lechem, that this intensity is there all the time, hidden in the Kodesh. You're seeing it now, but take a look, Ruchi Baskam Ve'amokim, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Bechinas of Tamid. The name, the Shem Hashem that comes to mind when he does great Maisim is Elokim, is strength and Koiches, and Bala Koiches Kulon. But the Havaya, the core of Havaya, is the immutability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that the Temidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Anhaga. The Chitzonius Gilui is for us a more powerful Gilui. But the Tachlis is to be made that it's just like when we see a geyser burst out from the earth, we understand how much hot fluid is underneath it, that this is just bursting out in one particular spot. But it's indicative of a huge bed of hot water, hot lava, whatever it is. It's something which a little bit where in terms of our avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our relationship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's something which kind of we find it sometimes paradoxical, sometimes puzzling. We appreciate the person whose avodas Hashem is very, very regular. He davens for seeking, and he sits and he learns and constantly, and so on and so forth. But there's a sense, a lack of emotional sense of, well, when is there ever a sense of chibur? When do you ever have that overwhelming emotion of dveikus? All the time? We have a hard time. If it's all the time, then it sort of slips again back into that in that same rote or just a mahalach of normal. On the other hand, people whose mahalach of Veda is bursting out, singing and dancing and this and that in special days, but there's a sense that it's feeding on empty. Yes, it's a joyful day. Well, it's joyful, but what? Yes, today is the day of Matan Torah, and we celebrate, and it's wonderful, and it's fantastic. But like, where's the Torah all year round? 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. But where is it? So what are you celebrating? It's like a person that the only time he eats supper with his wife is on anniversary day. So what is it exactly? So what is that? What is it showing? The answer is, The shleimus of avoda and real avoda is the chibur, both of them. A person needs to understand the meaning of the extraordinary day is in the fact that it's where the water burst to the surface, not where he created a guy. He didn't make an artificial geyser here. It's so much accumulation of hot material that it finally had to burst out someplace. It's like the Kuzari says, he doesn't say you should dance on Yom Tov. He says if your feelings overwhelm you so that you break out into dance, that's Avodas Hashem. The sense, the right balance of Avodah is that a person work on both ends, that a person work on the Tmidus, on the fact that this is his Avodah, Mechadish B'tu B'chol Yom Tomid, this is B'chol Yom Tomidik Avodah of the person. And on the other hand, that the Torah gave us times for it, because the Torah said that's the Shemes HaChibur. There's an Erisin, there's a Kedushin that's Verastich Lila Oilam. It's actually the Torah usually before Shavuos is Verastich Lila Oilam. There's a Chelek over there where is Nitzchiistik. That's one part of it. And it comes to play. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the zmanim of extraordinary chibur and zivug with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us that shleimus. When the two ishim, the ish of tamid, and the ish that's miyuchet for zmanim yichodim, the ish min hashamayim that's tamid, the ish adam that he brings to occasions, when the two lahavas merge together, that avuk is the shleimus of the kirva of Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu.